What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday the 7th of May. Hope you're well. How's your Thursday been? I'll tell you what, the last hour of my Thursday's been, if I look very flummoxed or bothered at all, it's because I've been mucking about with my tripod for the past hour or hour and a half. And that's not a sexual innuendo. As well, I've been mucking about with my tripod because something's broke on it and fucking it keeps falling off kilter. So when I'm in the middle of recording, it slips down and ends up going. So I'm following it with my head going sideways as it's going, and eventually it falls off and hits the floor, nearly breaks, and then I have to start it all over again. And I've been doing that for the past hour and a half. So I've said some of these stories about three or four times. Or more already, so I'm no longer interested in them. But I'm going to say them again, just for your benefit. And also, if this thing falls off again, I might just leave it in so you can see what the stress that I have to work under. The people who are listening on the podcast are thinking, what the fuck is he going on about? It's going as well. It's slipping. What's it doing? Is it going? I don't know. Slip it back. Okay, I'm leaving it in anyway. If it falls off, then it's a dead episode, I'm afraid. We're going to have to fucking call it a day. So, yeah, the podcast is... if you listen to the podcast, I'm talking about the video version. So you're missing out on all that. You're missing out on seeing my really pissed off face trying to give this podcast... It sounds really nice and friendly on the podcast, I imagine, with a lot of swear words, obviously. But on the video, I'm looking really pissed off. So, because I'm feeling really pissed off. But don't feel really pissed off. I ain't got nothing to be pissed off about. It's been really sunny today. It's been really nice weather. I've been indoors most of the day. Don't get me, try and catch me out on that one. But I did have to go out for my hours exercise. And I did have to go out for something for work. That was taking some shit to the post office. And they're talking about they're going to relax stuff soon. Even though people are still fucking dying in fucking pretty high numbers. But the relaxing stuff, exercise outdoors as of Monday, and they're talking about they're already saying it's going to be hotter than Ibiza this weekend. We're getting that one again. So why can't I just bring it forward? Because tomorrow, it's VE Day, the celebration of, or the, it's the bank holiday for VE Day tomorrow, and so it's a bank holiday weekend. But they're doing the thing as of Monday, the relaxing of the laws. So when people want to get out and celebrate VE Day and whatever, or the bank holiday, which is Friday instead of Monday, that's tight because bank holiday Monday, it's usually bank holiday Monday, but they've changed it to the Friday for VE Day. They did this last year, but my thoughts on that was, why don't you just give us an extra fucking day? Why do we have to switch the Monday to the Friday to have the bank holiday on the Friday? Why can't we just have the Friday as a fucking extra day? Because it's VE Day. Why can't we just have an extra bank holiday for that once in a fucking lifetime situation? 75 years, I think it is, isn't it? So, but why do you have to move it? Bit tight, if you ask me. Anyway, but you're going to, as of Monday, you can exercise outdoors. Play non-contact sport like tennis, golf, takeaways. You can have takeaways. You can do your dry cleaning. Ordering apps for pubs, beer gardens. Oh, yeah, so you're going to have pub beer gardens are going to be open. That'd be good. Well, I walked through the park today and everyone's playing table tennis and everything. They're playing tennis, but table tennis, they're on the table tennis tables. So it's kind of... I suppose it's non-contact, isn't it? I've seen people playing a fucking five-a-side game of football as well down there. Nobody stopped. And the basketball. I'm not Mr. Telltale. I'm not being Blakey here, grassing on them. But that's for somebody else to fucking do that. But and then people playing basketball. The basketball claws are closed off. But they're still playing. Some people are, but they're not doing it in big numbers. The five-a-side football, that was a piss take. Everybody else is just doing it by themselves. Anyway, it's going to be sunny the weekend, so that's good. I'll get my suntan, sun cream on, and stick my head out the window. Do one side the one way, the other side the other way. You've got to keep it even. I'll go out as well in the most if it's going to be 24, 25 degrees, I'll have to go out in like a George Michael, Wham days, Andrew Ridgeley and George Michael, pair of short, denim shorts, cut right up over your hips, so you've got plenty of skin so you can walk then, and then do an hour's exercise with no top on or whatever, and then walk around. And then you get almost a full body tan, apart from that section of denim. Do you reckon I'll be getting wolf whistles and everything, I think, over that, or I'll be getting fucking cans of lager thrown at my head out the cars. There might be some homophobes. I'm not even gay, but I'll look gay, that's for sure. So I'll be doing undercover, seeing if anybody were spotting all the homophobics. And I'll be on, you know, feeling it for what people normally go through, should I say. Anyway, I can't get my fucking words out. It's funny, I saw a guy in the paper today, and he's horrible looking bloke. He's got like a picture of him, and he's like got a snake tattoo all over his head. He's got one eye. He's got other tattoos around his face, and it said dangerous, or don't approach this guy. He's escaped from something or other. And I thought, as soon as I saw it, I thought, I fucking know that guy. I recognise him. And I recognise him from... And I checked it, and then looked around the address and everything. And he's from round here. So I've seen him knocking about. He's normally fucking asking for money down on the outside the co-op and stuff. So, but he's always like, you know, he always looks like he's fucking unhinged, you know what I mean? He's one of them people that say, he's got any change. Well, fuck you, you fucking arsehole. Don't fuck you, you know what I mean? He's like one of them. Or do you want, can I buy you a sandwich? I want a fucking sandwich, I want some money. He's one of them. So, anyway, I spotted him straight away, so I don't give him fuck all anyway. And I certainly won't be talking to him if I bump into him now either. The guy who is having illicit trysts, that's what they call it in the paper. He's having illicit trysts. That's the guy who's gave us all the lockdown, or suggested the lockdown situation, who was going off and having affairs, meeting his lover for illicit trysts. I'll say it again. He's in the paper again today, and now they're talking that they're... they've got like, they're setting up, because the papers, they don't give a fuck, do they? They want the story. So now they put him in the paper, they put her in the paper, now they put her husband in the paper and his wife in the paper. So all the heads are in there, the full pack of cards. But look, they can't be happy about being dragged into it. They'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, why have you fucking dragged us into it? Because now we're going to be fucking laughed at and talked about on people's podcasts, like this guy. I mean, she's meant to be in an open relationship. I don't know what his situation is, but I haven't read it. But so he was having an extramarital situation. Whatever, fucking, you know, I don't really give a shit, to be honest. I just thought I wouldn't want to be the husband of the... I mean, I can't speak for his wife, but I wouldn't want to be the husband of the woman who's fucking... You know what I mean? Any other situation in an open relationship, you're like, it's all, nobody's a celebrity, so everybody's, all, you know, nobody's, it's not going to make the papers, is it? So now all of a sudden, it's all out in the open. Dirty laundry, filthy laundry. Anyway, forget that. Trump. Donald Trump's in the paper. He's now joining Michael Pence with his going around a factory that is for PPE. PPE factory. And everybody's been told that they must wear PPE. And he's walking around with just a pair of goggles on that like glass goggles. So he hasn't got the memo there either. So somebody's trying to hand him a mask there in the photo. And he's just totally ignoring it. So, there we go. Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see, Mr. Trump, where that one leads. I mean, they're shit to wear, aren't they, the masks? But you have to get a good one, like fucking proper Dick Turpin one. You know, like, I tell you what, it'd be good to, perfect to go in and Actually, I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be a good thing. I'm not saying this in a good way, but people are going to be using them, and they can easily fucking rob you, mug you, rob a shop. And they've got a mask on, ain't they? Everybody's got a mask on, so you've got to be able to tell. You know what I mean? They can easily blend into the public and disappear. What's it look like? We had a hood on and a mask, and you walk out in London, it's fucking hoods and masks everywhere. So that's kind of shit that's going to happen when everybody gets told to wear a mask. Also, I watched the programme last night, a pickpocket programme. Fucking jokers. And these idiots were just... They had a programme, the cameras, and showing them going out and pickpocketing, and then coming back and showing them what they found, and then showing you how they phone up their dealer or whatever with what they've got. The one guy had a chain, an iPhone, something else, all out of one handbag. The fucking poor woman who's had it nicked. In London, this is. And they're going, yeah, what we got, dump, you know, looking through it all and that. And they're doing it to the camera like fucking pair of idiots, you know what I mean? Just showing you what a fucking pair of prats are. Obviously, I mean, they're heroin addicts. They must have been offered money. It must have been fucking bunged money for it. And they've took it and showed, told every trick, showed you who they are, what they do. And then there was another, what's the other one? There's another two guys who were doing it as well. And they were out nicking, they went out to nick mobile phones, and they got all dressed up and everything to go out and on a Friday night or whatever, go out and catch drunk people and nick the phones off them. So watch this. If you got your phone in your back pocket or you're pissed, this is what happens to you when it's gone missing. And one comes up and goes, excuse me, mate, you got the time? And you go, you got the time, yeah? And he starts looking for time. Why that? His mate's taking your phone out your back pocket. And that's it. That's it. As soon as your mate gives him a signal that he's got something, he goes, oh, don't worry, mate, we're off. See you later. So if anybody comes up to you and asks for the time, punch him in the face straight away because his mate's had your phone out your back pocket. So that's the only way to act. Also, what was I going to say? Oh, and then they said when they went round the corner then, because the camera crew were with them, and then they went, yeah, it's a shame, you know, it's a shame because it's got all their, they showed a moment of humility. It's a shame because they've got like morals. They've got it's a shame they've got like all their contacts and that. It's probably got all their families of the kids and, you know, all photos that they really want and all that. He says, but we don't care about that because all we want is heroin. That's what he said. So fuck him. That's what I thought. It was, you know, I wanted to fucking get it, put my hand through the TV and slap him right there and then. You know, because there's nothing worse than losing your phone and losing all your fucking contacts and or losing everything. Everything's in there, isn't it? It's a right pisser. And them guys don't give a fuck. All they want is a fucking shot of heroin. So what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The guy from Kraftwerk died, Florian Schneider, one of the founders of Kraftwerk. That's a shame. And also, we would never have. I was watching it and I was a documentary about Kraftwerk a while ago. But we would never have. I mean, somebody else might have thought of it sooner or later, but they were like as influential as the Beatles. We would never have raves, all them good times out at raves. All the fucking good times, all night long at the raves, and all the other electronic music, raves, fucking acid house, hip hop. Oh no, well, not necessarily hip hop, but yeah, they use synthesizers and all that now, don't they? But anything, all music was influenced and come from originally from Kraftwerk. People at first were just thinking, what the fuck are they doing? They're just bringing other mad random shit on the stage. No instruments, just like. They even made their own synthesizers, I think, some of them, and they're just making all these warp sounds and all that kind of stuff. And initially, I bet people were like, what the fuck is this? Same as when I used to blast my rave music to people when that first came out. Some people just didn't fucking get it, especially when you're down on the beach like a fucking pair of idiots, me and my mate or other mates when we're on holiday, and we think we're cool as fuck blasting out their rave music. And there's loads of people on the beach must think, that is shit, turn it off. All the old people, and we were like blasting it, thinking they're gonna love listening to this, smoking a spliff and everything. And they must have thought, what a bunch of fucking wankers, English wankers coming over here, ruining our fucking our buzz, our fucking, you know, we're trying to get my fucking words out, relaxing. We're trying to relax, and you're coming up fucking our heads up with that. Anyway, so yeah, so he died, and everybody was influenced by him. Every synthesizer, every electronic music came from them originally. And somebody had to do it. You know, it's like about steel drums. Maybe that come from somebody smacking a fucking pot and pan together. Nigel Farage with his pot and pan. They've just done the clap for the carers. Nigel Farage will probably be out with his pot and pan. And eventually, that over 20 years, that could evolve into another instrument. And you could say, Nigel Farage started that. No, I don't think so. The only thing he starts is fucking trouble. What was I going to say? Yeah, so that's a shame. Also, the guy from Dave Greenfield from The Stranglers, he died from COVID-19. And he brought us, what's he called? Golden Brown. Loads of other tunes, but that tune, again, influenced originally from Kraftwerk. The music out of Golden Brown, that's him playing. And he wrote it, I think. So, another loss. And we wouldn't have had that tune if it wasn't for Kraftwerk. God, see? I'm never going to... Hopefully somebody's going to influence... When all these podcasts are all done and dusted in fucking... Whenever... Could be next week. Could be next year. When I fucking... when something untoward happens. But otherwise, maybe I'll have influenced somebody never to pick up a... Pick up a podcast ever again. I'm not going to do what he did. You never know. I might be the fucking... I'll be the next... Did Bob Dylan the podcasts? I fucking doubt it. But and also, I've pulled out Millie Small as well, who sang My Boy Lollipop. If you haven't fucking danced to that, or tried to dance to that when you're coming back from the bar with a fucking few drinks in your hands and My Boy Lollipop comes on and you start spilling it all over the place because it's... You can't help but shake your ass to that. So she died as well, unfortunately. What's it called? Musk, billionaire Elon Musk has been taking the piss, having a piss took out of him for his baby's name. And the couple have called their child, and no one knows how to pronounce it. Of course, because it's X, and then it's got an A and an E, and then an A, and then a dash and a 12. She said, X, the unknown variable, A and E, my 11th spelling of AI love and artificial intelligence. What the fuck? That's his name. Imagine him trying to explain that. What does your name mean? Because they'll have to explain that. He'll have to get hard or become a recluse. That's what he'll do because I've known people with silly names, excuse me, who are hard because the people take the piss out of the name and then they just batter them. So that's what they get from the schoolyard. Either that or they just become, you know, kind of recluse or introvert. So it'd be one or the other. So let's see what he turns out like, because that is a weird name. X, the unknown variable, my Elvin spelling of AI, love, and or artificial intelligence. A-12 equals precursor to SR-17, our favourite aircraft. What the fuck does that mean? No idea what I've just said. But that's what he's got to say every time he explains his name. Right, my fucking thing's moving. No, it's not. It's all right. We're going to get through it. We're nearly there. Has he gone off skew if? He has a little bit. Fucking hell. Bollocks. So, excuse me. Mind yourselves while I do this. I'm just straightening shit up. Oh, we're just going to have to put up with it, unfortunately. So off you on the podcast, it's not affecting you. A bald burglar who wore a string of A bald burglar who wore a string of ill-fitting wigs as disguises has been jailed for 15 years. It's been a crime against hairpieces, a crime against hairstyles. That's what he's been sent to prison for. No, he must have done some fucking heavy stuff to get 15 years for burglary. They're like, fuck, sort of. So you see people walking out and getting fuck all. That guy on the pickpocketing, that he's been done loads and loads and loads of times. And he said he looks like he's going to get a jail this time because the film didn't go to court. And he said, I've got to be going to jail this time. And he walked out afterwards going, nah, they gave me a suspended sentence again. Nice one. After being caught about 5 to fucking 10 times for pickpocketing. So And the same with burglars, they get the same situation. But this guy's got 15 years. It's got to be something. The judge has got to be bald, isn't it? The judge must be bald and wear hair pieces. And this guy's walked into court with one on and he's gone, "You're taking a piss out of me, mate. With your fucking 15 years, I'll give you a piss take. I was going to let you walk, but instead you can do 15 years and think about what you've just done." And he's both sitting there with like a fucking Mavis off Coronation Street hairpiece on and like looking at each other. I bet the guy thought, "Yeah, I fucked this up. Look at the judges gone." Right, I'm going to finish up, I think I'm going to finish up on eating more berries. This is good for a healthy tip. I'm going to do two. Eating more berries and apples and drinking could help prevent the onset of Alzheimer's disease in later life, scientists have revealed. As long as you don't smoke, eat them all while you're smoking a spliff, and that gives me total Alzheimer's from the moment I've put the spliff down. I can't remember shit when I'm smoking. It's a great place. I don't smoke really, but if I do, I'm dumb as fuck, put it that way, for the length of time that it takes to wear off. So I could be forgetful. I could have the encyclopedia in my brain, but it won't be for the period whilst that spliff's in my head. And all I want to do is watch SpongeBob SquarePants or Rastamouse. Right, last one. Those who are having more sex in lockdown could target up to 25 different erogenous zones, an expert has said. Our hotspots include the back of the knee, the scalp, the belly button, armpits, ankles. Fuck me. I think you really are pulling at straws when you're running out of fucking excitement. Then you're going to have to start stroking the back of the armpits or the back of your knees and the armpits and everything, because you're not getting any buzz out of where you normally get the buzz. That's when things are like, you know, that's the end of the relationship, I think. When you're fucking... forget doing it there, just straight the back of my armpits. It's like an heroin addict, isn't it? You know, a heroin addict's like they fucking run out of holes, and then they end up doing it in the back of the knees or doing it in their ankles and shit like that. That's like fucking sex, isn't it? You fucking destroyed the groin, and now you're having to go to all the whatever's left that's got feeling. Right, not here, on the top of my head, there's no feeling there. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now, bye.